Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone today?
Good. Is this Steve?
It is.
This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
How you been?
Been good.
Has arrived.
Nancy.
Good
has
morning,
arrived.
Nancy.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Wonderful. Sure good to hear your voice yesterday.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How's Marty doing?
Okay. Did you hear my closing comment?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes, but I can't remember what it was now at this point.
Elaine.
Has arrived.
If you want the scale to move to the left, live my last
week. Oh, yeah.
She said, well, it could have gone the other way too, you know. Some people under that kind of stress just can't get it in fast enough.
Yeah.
I said, my throat closes up until things calm down, and then it opens.
Yeah. So how's your son doing?
My son is doing, I mean, I am still, he described it again yesterday to us, and I don't know how he survived.
Hmm.
I honestly can't imagine how he survived the accident, let alone. Well, his arm and leg are sore, but it's amazing to me.
Oh, great.
He went back to see the scene before he left on Monday, and I don't know. It could have been so much worse, but to fly for 15 feet and then going 70 miles, I didn't know until yesterday he was going like 70, 72 miles an hour. I don't know.
Onita
has arrived.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's good. Good that people are good.
Sorry? When Steve asked, glad to see you on the call, I thought when he asked you about your son, I thought he meant to say your husband. What happened to your son?
My son almost killed himself in an accident on Sunday in Kansas.
Mm. Oh, my.
Yeah, he totaled the car and... We don't understand how he survived. Somebody was certainly watching over him.
What was he doing in Kansas? Was he just visiting people, or
he was on his way to Colorado, where he rented a house for I guess a week. Tax season for him this year was a really tough tax season. He said every single return had a problem, and he just needed to get away, so he decided to go to Colorado. Fortunately, my husband says, why don't you take my car, which is a Ford Escape, so it's a small SUV, and the policeman told him if he were in the car, he definitely would have been killed.
Hmm.
So the good news was, he totaled out my husband's car with 25,000 miles on it, but he at least somehow survived.
And how's your husband doing now?
Marty's doing nicely. In fact, yesterday, well, the day before, his physical therapist took him upstairs, which is 16 steps, and, he sat at his desk. I didn't go up, but he was up there for maybe 5 minutes. And yesterday, he had some stuff he needed to do, and he said, I need to go upstairs. I was really hoping he was going to wait until she did it again with him today, but we went upstairs, and he stayed up there for a couple of hours, did what he needed to do, and he's doing nicely.
That's
great. One day at a time, and... he's still using the walker. He feels much more secure with it because before the surgery, his left leg hurt more than the right leg, and he was getting a right hip because he was putting so much, he was barely using his right leg. So the left leg was, and he was afraid he's afraid now if he starts walking with just a cane, he'll again resort to putting more pressure on the left, and it'll start hurting more again. So, we're in no hurry. It'll happen when it happens.
Well, that's great. He's doing good. That's fantastic.
He is. Thank you. And once I got through the first week, things improved.
Oh, good.
Brenda is not on the call. Who's on the call? She's still doing the Wednesday call?
Sounds like Elaine came in.
Elaine. Gosh, that's a name from the past. I got an email from her. How are you, Elaine? Or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's probably on mute. This is Onita. Good morning.
Onita, I thought of you Sunday. What, let me say, Ellsworth. Where is Ellsworth, Kansas?
Oh, goodness. I can't remember whether it's east or west of here.
I have no idea.
I'll have to look at Kansas map, I guess.
People were very nice in Ellsworth to my son.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's doing okay?
He is. Miraculously, he is doing okay.
Good.
Yeah. Anybody else want to say hello? I wasn't expecting you to do this call. Steve, you can do it.
Night.
Good morning, Mrs. Starr. We can do it together.
Hi, Shar.
She, Brenda was on last week, but I don't know, you know, what transpired since.
I think her husband had surgery or something, too, so she's been quite distracted also.
What should he have to know?
I can't remember.
He had a hernia, and he was, you know, taking much longer, I think, than, I mean, it was severe. Okay, let's put it that way.
Wow.
It needed longer recovery time.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. She,
that's frustrating in and of itself.
Yeah, she had her hands full.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just have no clue, or at least I sure didn't, what you're getting into when you say, sure, send him home after the surgery.
Yes.
But it does get easier.
Shar, did you get those instructions?
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Steve.
Shar, did you get the instructions I sent you?
Yeah, but it didn't, I don't think I've got the right line registered or something.
Oh, okay.
I didn't go in under, I mean, it didn't, that didn't mesh with what I had read before.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got no way of getting any of the prompts in what I've got on now. The way
did you ever open an email and find out that it's the... It tells you, say it says it's from me, and I'm sending you an email about lifestyle, and you open it, and you find that it's actually the one before or the one after it. Did you ever have that happen?
Uh-uh. No.
On two emails yesterday. It was two of the new ones. It was bizarre. It was unreal. I opened one for my daughter, and it turned out that it was one from Vitacost.
And that was the one that was showing previous to the one you opened?
Or before or after, I forget, yeah.
Okay. I know what you're saying, but no. It would be like the wrong one was highlighted.
Right. I highlighted her, and then the next one was hers, actually, or at least hers showed up under another name. It was so strange.
I would turn it off and just restart the computer because something's not synced right or something.
Yeah, it was weird.
What I would do.
Well, I'm not spending very much time on emails these days anyway. I was just wanted to see what she was sending me.
Anyway, I'm sitting here looking at a book that I picked up at one of those Too Good to Pass Up $4.99 salad books at this time of the year, over 140 recipes. Now, granted, the beginning of them, are using animal product in it. But what is most interesting, and it's one page is all picture, so it's a big, thick book for $5 that's got, just about every vegetable in it I could find in the traditional stores. Since I do get produce that does not need to be organic because very little of theirs is organic at Aldi's, ALDI, and some places, some areas have it and others don't. But if you want to Google and see if there's one near you that you haven't discovered yet, that might be a good idea. Their price on produce and their freshness of the produce is outstanding. They have a lot of turnover in there. They don't carry a huge variety. But I got the most beautiful avocados in there for 59 cents a piece.
Wow.
Elated, and bought a few of varying degrees of ripeness.
Has arrived.
For a while. I found that they hold...
Hey, somebody else just checked in. Would you like to say hi?
Hey, this is Jeannie.
Jeannie, good morning.
I'm running late.
Running late. Oh, I know that feeling. Going through here, I've got so many tabs on here just to kind of section off because when they start and they're giving a recipe, this is another thing I found I liked the way it was organized. They'll give a recipe at the beginning of the fruit section, for example, where it's not just fruit, but is including probably more fruit than anything else. It'll start with a melon, for example, papaya. There'll be several recipes in a row where papaya is one of the focus ingredients, if not the focus ingredient. And then it'll switch to oranges, and then it'll switch, and it keeps going that way, and the mixture is wonderful looking, and I can't wait to try some of them. So if anybody's near an Aldi store, that might be something that you would enjoy, especially again for the summer, being that it's all salads, over 140 recipes. And they can be used as main dishes, many of them.
It's papaya, sweet fruit. I've tried it a couple of times and did not like the taste.
Papaya?
What am I missing, yeah.
It's not very sweet. It's my morning fruit. It's one of my morning fruits. I call it that because I like the ones that aren't quite so sweet in the morning. Mango I would take later in the day because it is much sweeter.
Yeah.
And so the papaya is one that I like to use. And it's really good for the enzyme activity.
Right.
I've been known for that for years. So I'm experimenting. I will cut it open today and see what it looks like. I've got one that looks very, very strange. If anybody's sitting in front of a computer and wants to type it in for images under Google, you can see exactly what it looks like. It's spelled D-U-R-I-A-N. And you would probably not handle it if you don't have it encased in a net with a handle on. It is that prickly, and they're not, it would be like trying to pick up a cactus, except they're cone-shaped, large pricks, extrusions on the outside of it that come up to a pyramid shape with a point on them. And they're about a half inch across each way, these little pyramid shapes, many of them anyway, are, and probably about a half inch deep. So they could puncture you pretty good. It would be dangerous to throw it at someone.
Wow. Now you're going to handle it to cut it open.
Well, I've got it laying on the counter. I'll cut the bag off of it, and then she showed me where to cut it. It was featured on Dr. Oz as one of the top, and I can't remember what for at this point. But anyway, it's sitting on my counter, and the one thing you have to be aware of is the odor is pathetic, and they said that on TV. She happened to have one there and cut a piece off of one that she had cut so we could taste it. And it has an unusual flavor. Probably would not be attracted to it the first time I tasted it, but then as I ate it, both Denny and I decide, hey, this is pretty good, you know, just because it's unusual. And I think it's that way with a lot of foods. When they are unusual to your taste buds and you don't have another identity that it tastes like that, we tend to shy off from them. And I have done that for years, and since you mentioned papaya, I will bring that up because I have eaten papaya off and on over the years, many times when we were in tropical areas. I never liked it. It didn't attract me. Well, why have I got the taste buds for it now? I don't know. Part of it's probably the intellectual side of it. And another one is when I see them and they're very inexpensive because they're in season and I know that they're healthy. That's another trigger, another combination. And, of course, I'm seeing a lot more recipes to use them in. One is they do not have to be organic because that's one of the mangoes and those papayas are two that are listed as the Clean 15. So it's going to be a very small amount, if at all, that they're going to be dealing with as far as the pesticides. So comments or questions, anyone? Anybody pulled it up to look at it on the Internet? All you have to do is Google it and then make sure you click on images on the Google bar, and you'll have all kinds of pictures inside and out.
Could you pierce it with some kind of a fork to hold it while you cut the rind off or something?
I'm sure I could. She said, I didn't finish on that either. Thank you for the reminder. You pull the end out
and it's got large seeds about the size of a small walnut before it's shelled. No, not quite that big. The size of an almond before it's shelled. And they have a smooth skin pod around them that comes off. And then there's white membranes in there that you wouldn't probably call membranes. Look more like, the only thing I can think of to describe them looks more like what you've seen in surgery pictures of muscles. Just stringy and kind of long that separates the parts that you eat, and you just pull it out and eat it. So anyway, I need to Google it for a recipe because this thing weighs probably 6-7 pounds. And so a lot of it will not be edible in there, but what is supposed to be extremely healthy, so I've got to find a way of doing it. I was going to cut it last night when our neighbors were over for dessert, but I said, I don't think you want to sit and eat with the foul working on it. But I opted not to do that, but one you can look up, and if you guys come up with any ideas, I'd love to hear them also.
Shaw, this is Dottie.
Yeah.
How do you spell that place that you were talking about that you got oddies? What was it? How do you spell it again?
Aldi. It's A-L-D, like David I.
Oh, okay.
Aldi is
okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's more than a grocery store.
Well, yeah, a little bit more. It's just mainly that they run maybe 10, 15 items that aren't groceries. Everything else is groceries. So it's primarily for food, but they use, like, they'll focus on outdoor camping. And
picnic
they'll have
supplies.
A couple of, pardon?
Picnic supplies and stuff like that now. You know, even chairs, don't they have the small chairs to take to a picnic or something?
Right, when it's picnic supplies, it'll be a whole bunch of different little funny things. It might be a outdoor lantern and a chair, and there'll be about maybe 6 to 10 items, and then the next week they'll have another selection of gardening or whatever. And that's where I found some really good, in fact, the last time for the summer thing, a couple weeks ago, they had one of the ice cream makers that you freeze the drum, and I think I may have mentioned this, and it was $19.95, and I picked it up, and I used it once. Last night was the second time. An hour and a half later, just it setting on the counter, it was still frozen solid in that drum. I mean, really frozen solid. I had to take it out of the plastic container and remove the refrigerated drum. It was just not anything insulated. It's just heavy plastic on the outside. And set the drum out on a cooling rack for my cakes that was about 2 inches high to get it to begin thawing because I didn't want to chip it out of the drum, what was left in there, and I was ready to go to bed and the stuff still hadn't started to soften. So to me, that's a real plus because you don't have to get up, run, and put your ice cream away or have it just be liquid. And even if I'm going to rerun it, because part of what I did was rerun a full pint of ice cream from a previous time, you would never have known the difference. Just I let it thaw in the refrigerator and then mushed it up a bit with a spoon and dumped it in with more that I was making because you can't serve it when it's that hard and it doesn't taste quite the same when you let it soften in the refrigerator. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to rerun the whole thing along with some more. And we sat and had it, and it was, so I don't know whether I'm always going to have some to rerun or what in cleaning out the drum with this, but it's a very special buy. The one disadvantage is, it's a disadvantage and an advantage. Most of them, you load the drum, and by the time you get it loaded on that kind of a one that goes in your freezer, it is already started to collect and freeze around the edge of it, against the drum. And so then it has trouble starting to blend. If it gets a little too thick, it won't blend because there isn't room for the beater blade to turn. So this one has a hole that you put it all together, and then you force Well, you pour. You don't force. You pour the stuff through the hole. Well, it's because it's supposed to be in liquid. Well, mine was a little slushy, so I was spooning it in, and it set up very fast. So it was about 10 minutes, and it was very definitely done. So depending on how cold, what consistency you pour it in is going to determine how fast your ice cream will come together. And that's going to be true in any of those freezer drums. I like working with them. They are so much less mess than the ice and the rock salt and the layers and all of that, and usually faster also. So they're clean. All you have to do is just remember to keep them in your freezer and have enough room to keep one or two of the barrels in. At home, I keep two in all the time so that I've got enough to rotate them.
And what kind of ice cream are you making?
Pardon?
What kind of ice cream are you making?
Well, I'm just modifying so far. I haven't got any great recipes, just the strawberry rhubarb one. I'm going to do it again tonight because Denny did another invite tonight. He likes having his dessert, you can tell.
Did you give that recipe out, or did you send it down?
Oh, it was sent, but I've got it right here also. I was going to attach it, to have Steve attach it to the notes.
I just want to mention that all the, do you not bag your own stuff, or do you?
Yes, you box your own stuff.
Actually,
you get your own box to box your own stuff as you're walking through the store, because if you forget, you're going to be going back and finding one to empty. This is how they do it for, a big part of how they do it for so much less. They don't have the manpower. You'll not see manpower in that store. Anybody you see in that store is moving very quickly, and they're just putting cartons out, cases of stuff out, and cutting the tops out of them.
So it's like a warehouse.
Pardon?
So like a warehouse-type store.
Yes, very much like a warehouse situation now.
Has arrived.
You'll see the people that are checking things out, but you're not going to see many of other employees. Someone else just joined us.
Mel. Hi.
Good morning, Mel. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm trying to track to see how many people are getting the phone number because I'm still hearing that people haven't seen the phone number yet. So anyway, the strawberry rhubarb ice cream is 1 cup of chopped rhubarb stalks, and you simmer that down to make a rhubarb sauce like you would just normally. And I sweeten it with a little bit of stevia. I don't even use any sugar in there. And then 1 cup of thawed strawberries. It's about 1.5 cups frozen. It calls for 1/2 cup of sugar. I don't do it that way. Sometimes I've had to use pre-sweetened strawberries, so I don't put any sugar into it. I always use part, whatever sweetener you like, let's put it that way. And I always use part stevia in it because I don't know that it's because it's cold and there's enough flavor, but I've not had anybody notice that there was anything, you know, other than just what we'd be normally put in sugar or in ice cream. 1 15-ounce can of coconut milk. Now, when I do it in a Vitamix, I freeze the ice cubes. I freeze the coconut milk into ice cubes, and everything else is frozen except maybe the rhubarb sauce, which has been cooled. You want to make sure it's not warm when you put it in. And then 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. So that's it. There really isn't much of any instructions. Just combine it the way you would normally make ice cream. And the guest again last night said, "Man, why would you want to eat any other ice cream? This is absolutely fantastic." And the husband didn't even normally eat rhubarb, so.
So the rhubarb, you don't add water to it when you're boiling it down, cooking it down.
Well, just enough so it isn't dry when it starts in the pan. A couple tablespoons, and put a tight lid over it so that there's so much water in rhubarb it'll just sauce up like I don't know what's got a lot of water. It's like watermelon almost. It's
right.
So watery when it starts to cook. So
do you use the liquid stevia when you do that?
I use either one because it'll, you know, anything that's that soupy, it's not going to be hard to mix the dry and whatever people have.
So when you mix the rhubarb and the strawberries and the sweetener and the milk and the vanilla, do you do that by hand or with a mixer or in a blender or in a fruit processor? How do you mix that all that?
I was making it all the time in the Vitamix, and so I was just freezing all of it, except maybe the rhubarb sauce, and then adding, if I needed a little more liquid to get it started running, using the tapper to work it down, you know, Jeannie's the one that got me started doing that, and it's just, it works great. You're done in 90 seconds, but the negative that I don't like is that you have to dish it up and eat it immediately. I mean, you don't even want to take time to put topping on it practically because it starts to melt very quickly.
Okay, and but ice cream maker, you still want to blend it all together. So
right, and you can do it. If you've got, depending on the size of your strawberries, the fastest thing's going to be to hit it in the blender for just a few seconds and just pour it in. That would be the traditional way unless you're rerunning it, part of it and so forth. And then you can still add it into the mixture. But yeah, that makes it simpler to run in the blender for just a few minutes.
What is that, your dog?
Seconds, actually, not minutes. They just have stirring it together. I guess part of it would depend on how strong your beater is in your ice cream machine also. The Cuisinart has a pretty strong blade that goes around. It's not going to chop strawberries, but usually the strawberries just tend to mush up anyway. So, and using fresh strawberries definitely is going to be an advantage. I would have everything at least chilled because it makes it go faster, including the rhubarb sauce. So, any questions on that one?
You chill it before you put it in the ice maker.
Right, yes, yes. All the ingredients chilled. Or the if you've done it in the blender, set the whole blender in there and make
right.
Sure it's filled. So, you know, you do have to pre-think a little bit of it, but not that much.
Yeah, do you have to have an ice cream maker to do this?
Ice cream maker or the Vitamix. A blender is probably going to end up coming out like a smoothie instead. Even if everything is frozen, you don't have the ability to tap it down as the blades are turning in any of the traditional blenders that I've seen. I know they tried to do kind of a knockoff with the bullet of that, but you'd have to make such a small quantity it really wouldn't be worthwhile, I don't think. Well, maybe for an individual person you could try it. The original bullet came with a blender attachment with it, the 21-piece set, and I noticed that there was a tapper in there also that did not come down and touch the blades. I think it was actually used in the juicer portion, but I believe it would work for doing the same thing. Haven't had a reason to do it because I don't do individual servings, but it just doesn't have the kind of power that you've got with a regular, heavy-duty blender or Vitamix.
How many servings is this for, Char, about?
The barrel is, I think, 1.5 quarts on the 1995 one at Aldi, and that's pretty much standard unless you get the twin barrel, which are 1 quart size, and Cuisinart was making a twin barrel unit also, so you could do two flavors at one time.
Oh, and when you put it in the ice maker, that's already frozen, so how long once you put it in there is it ready to serve?
About 20 minutes.
Really? Okay.
20 to 25, yeah. So, you know, you can time it. You can be doing whatever else you may want to serve with the ice cream if there's something else you're putting. I always do either a brownie. Last night we had four small pieces of brownie left. I had some scones that I'd made that were frozen but not baked, and I did them at the same time. So we were just, you know, experimenting on different things again, and